I would not here be understood to insist on the same fund of learning in any of my brethren, as Cicero persuades us is necessary to the composition of an orator. To the contrary, very little reading is, I conceive, necessary to the poet, less to the critic, and the least of all to the politician. For the first, perhaps, Baishe's art of poetry, and few of our modern poets may suffice. For the second, a moderate heap of plays, and for the last, an indifferent collection of political journals. To say the truth, I require no more than that a man should have some little knowledge of the subject on which he treats, according to the old maxim of law, to which everyone be acquainted with the art to which one exercises. With this alone, a writer may sometimes do tolerably well, and indeed, without this, all the other learning in the world will stand him in little stead. For instance, let us suppose that Homer and Virgil, Aristotle and Cicero, Thucydides and Livy, could have met all together and have clubbed their several talents to have composed a treatise on the art of dancing. I believe it will be readily agreed they could not have equaled the excellent treatise which Mr. Essex hath given us on that subject, entitled The Rudiments of Genteel Education. And indeed, should the excellent Mr. Broughton be prevailed on to set fist to paper, and to complete the above-said rudiments by delivering down.